Well, welcome back. We are at IT Compliance, Chapter 4. What we have done is we've broken this chapter into two parts so that we can give justice to it, because lengthwise it's one of the big chapters. And in this part, in this chapter, we are going to cover standards and specifications. And part 1, we are going to cover the following systems. So, Information Security Management System, ISMS. Of ISO IEC 27001 of 2005, Information Technology Service Management, which is also part of ISO IEC, but series 2000, released in 2011, the Information Technology Infrastructure Library, or ITIL as it is called, Control Objectives for Information and Related Technologies, COBIT 5, Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards, or PCI DSS. And quality management systems on the requirement side, which is ISO 9001 series. So let's go to Information Security Management System, ISMS, which is ISO IEC 27001, released in 2005. So ISO IEC 27001 is an Information Security Management System, or ISMS as it is commonly used. It's a standard which is published by International Organization for Standardization, which is ISO, and the International Electrotechnical Commission, IEC, and hence it's called ISO IEC. It's a risk-based information security standard which evaluates various risks and says what are the mitigants that you have for it. With the growth of internet, mobile technology, anywhere access, this has given rise to a lot of security concerns, as we discussed before, and therefore this standard tries to give you a framework under which all these security concerns can be first identified, and then a mitigation plan for it can be planned and implemented if required. Of course, now with the growth of internet and mobile technology, security has become inseparable part of business strategy. So what does ISMS do? So, by having a written down ISMS, Information Security Management System, you ensure business continuity, because you know what is the BCP plan, because BCP, which is business continuity planning, is one part of ISMS. It minimizes business damage by management of information security risk. So, you identify a business information security risk and then find out ways how to plug that risk. It's a framework that each organization can use to identify, analyze, and plan to mitigate risk related to information security. It's a standard which covers all type of organizations, all sizes of business, and all spectrum of industries. So unlike some standards which are meant particularly for a particular industry, ISMS as a framework, as a standard, it covers all type of organization, all size of business, and all spectrum of industries. What is the objective of ISMS? The objective of ISMS is to provide requirements for establishing, implementing, maintaining, and continuously improving an information security management system. The other way to look at it, to design an implementation is decided by several parameters like business type, size, organization goals, security requirements, criticality, current processes, and availability of security infrastructure. It has 11 main domains. The first is security policy. It says first domain is have a security policy in place. Second, organizational security. List down all the organizational security, which means physical security as well as information security. Asset management, which it says identify all the assets which are used in day-to-day operations, and then how are you securing it. Human resources, people required to manage the security. Physical and environmental security, who gets to access, at what temperatures you maintain the data centers and stuff like that is covered here. Communication and operation management, in case of breach of security, what kind of communications that will be there, and on day-to-day operations, what is managed. Access control, who gets access to information, depending on the role and the requirement is listed here. Information system acquisition, development, and maintenance. How do you take a new system or develop it or maintain it, keeping the information secure? information security incident management. So if any incident is reported, how it is tracked, how mitigants are found, how it is implemented is listed here. Business continuity management. So in case of any disaster, how does business still continue is listed down here, where the assets would be, what will be the access for them and stuff like that. And finally, the 11th domain, which is the compliance, whether you are compliant with all the other rules and regulations pertaining to your industry, your company, on for the information security, how it, are you maintaining it and how you are being compliant with proof is listed down in this domain. Benefits of implementing standards like 27001, of course, it provides an opportunity to identify and manage risk to key information and secure system assets. The most important thing is such a framework or standards provides a holistic risk-based approach to secure information and compliance. So not all information in your organization has the same level of security needs as the sensitive information. So if you have the capability to identify informations which are sensitive in nature, you can build a different kind of security requirement for them as compared to information which is of regular in nature. A different security maintenance can be built for them. This standards acts as an extension of current quality systems to include security. It demonstrates credibility, trust and confidence with stakeholders, partners, citizens and customers. So having a proper ISMS gives credibility that you are indeed secure and you have a right information security management system. ISMS also provides you with an option to have an independent review and assurance of all the stakeholders that it is the security practices that you are following is according to internationally accepted criteria, and it creates a market differentiation due to prestige, image and external goodwill is an outcome of having a good ISMS, and ability to prove that you have a good ISMS can give you that edge or market differentiation. So ISMS, it enables the security controls in an organization to be organized and united with the enterprise-wide focus. Most important, as part of the larger enterprise, you can manage the security risk. Organization need robust and reliable ISMS to address market assurance and governance. Market assurance means nothing but to demonstrate the ability of system to provide confidence that the organization's ability to protect the information securely. And governance is how organizations are managed in a proactive manner. It provides that thing. And organization need to be formally audited and certified to able to claim the adoption of ISO IEC 27001. ISO certification is not obligatory for such kind of certification or audit. PDCA model. ISMS follows a PDCA model, which is nothing but plan, do, check and act. It is applied to all processes of ISMS. It is an iterative four-step management model, and it is used in business for control and continuous improvement of process and products. Since this was PDCA concept was developed by Deming in early 1950, it is also known as Deming's cycle or circle or wheel or Snewart cycle, where Snewart instead of check puts an S for study. So studying the action after it is done. This is explained little more in detail in ISMS context. So Deming developed PDCA model for continuous process improvement as part of the quality circles in Japan, primarily, and in US. And this was adopted for ISMS creation. So this is what a plan, do, check, and act concept. So in the plan says, it says define a security policy, prepare a statement of applicability, identify and assess the risk, options for treatment of risk, control objectives, in do, implement the risk registration, implement the controls, in check, review the effectiveness, and in act, have you really improved? Have you found some incident where you can take corrective and preventive action? And after the act, again, it comes as plan. Again, you go through. So this is a never-ending circle that goes on and on. This is what it details out. To get ISO IEC 27001 certification, it's a three-stage external audit process. Stage 1 is preliminary informal review of your ISMS policy. Stage 2 is detailed and formal compliance audit, independently testing the ISMS against those specified in ISO IEC 27001. And stage 3, follow-up reviews audits to confirm that the organization remains in compliance with the standard. So, if you go through all these stages, you get the ISO IEC 27001 certification. Some focus area for ISO 27001-2005 is asset management. Asset is anything that has value to the organization and needs to be maintained and managed effectively or efficiently. Organization need to identify all assets and create and maintain security controls around them. Asset management is a systematic process of operating, maintaining, upgrading and disposing of assets cost effectively. Activities range from tracking inventory, establishing ownership and framework for classification, labeling and handling guidelines. Access control. So selective restriction of access to a place or sensitive resource to anyone in the organization, and deals with implementation of access control across all electronic forms of information processing systems like OS, application network or mobile platforms. Like who has rights to it, what rights do they have, what happens if a person leaves, will the rights get revoked immediately, what happens if a person joins, how the rights will be given to them, and things like that is part of access control. User registration. A registered user is the one who uses information processing facility. He can access information and privileges unavailable to non-registered users, and proper policies are essential to prevent unauthorized people getting access to confidential company information and causing harm to the organization. Password management is part of ISMS. So it says what kind of password you should have. It's a strong password, weak password, or a good password. How many times you can use the old password, can you recycle the old passwords, and things like that are defined in the ISMS system. And the applications are developed using this ISMS to ensure that the password policy is in line with the management defined in the ISMS. Clear work. So clear work is have a clean desk. When you're away, you should have screensavers. Who's doing photocopying, authorizing, scanning of that, and things like that. USB access should be controlled, not given. CD access restricted, controlled. Operating system and application control, who can access the OS, who can access the application, must be clearly defined. What kind of audit trail will be there, who will manage it, how it is tracked, is listed down in ISMS. Network security is part of the ISMS security. It says the network security, sensitive data gets easily transmitted over network. So who has access to company's network? Who can get it? What are the controls in place to manage remote users? All equipment should be able to be recognized uniquely. Network should be segregated based on needs, and appropriate network routing protocols are enabled. ISO IEC 27002 is also added, where it's internationally recognized standard of good practice for information security and explicitly concerned with information security only. So 27001 formally defines the mandatory requirement for ISMS, but it uses 27002 to indicate suitable information security controls within the ISMS. So 27001 is for ISMS and 27002 is for security control within the ISMS framework. 27000 is a code of guidelines rather than a certification standard. So 27005, it has 133 controls in 11 groups, with each control objective being supported by at least one control. Standards are also addressed. Information security policy that includes management direction for information security, organization of information security, human resources required, and asset management. Access control, cryptography, physical and environment security, operation management, communication security, supplier relation, incident management, redundancy, information security reviews are other headings that are covered in 27001. risk management, how to analyze, identify, analyze, assess, evaluate and reduce risk to an accepted level is listed in the risk management part of ISMS, and a detailed process needs to be written down and controlled and made suitable changes with due approvals in ISMS framework. So the benefits of risk management is it helps the organization ensure compliance with key aspects of accreditation, identify system and provider weakness before an adverse event occurs, mitigates or reduction in loss in case of event identified as risk does occur, provides a framework to gather data that can be used to improve process, reduce the gap, and also educating the organization employees regarding risk management. It is helps in reduction of numbers, type and severity of the adverse events. It promotes continuous improvement cycles using the PDCA model so that you are less surprised, and in case an adverse event does take place, you are very much prepared to handle it. Cyber threats, with increase in mobility usage and proliferation of application across the network and consumerization of application, cyber threats have increased. This is very common across the globe, and ISMS breaches survey attacks against small businesses have increased 6% of their turnover. There is a new edition of ISO IEC 27001 released in 2013. So the difference is it takes into account past user experiences, improvements in security controls, apt for today's IT environment, which includes identity theft, risk related to mobile devices, which was not there before. Its emphasis on measuring and evaluating how well an organization ISMS is performing. It includes outsourcing that was missing in 2005. 20 plus sections, of which 14 cover security control clauses, 35 control objectives defined at fairly high level, 114 controls reflecting change to technology affecting many organizations, that is cloud. In India, we have set up a national cyber security policy. It's a proposed law yet by Department of Electronics and Information Technology. The policy is aimed to protect the public and the private infrastructure from cyber attacks. So in case someone attacks, we try to find out who it is and suitable legal action can be taken against them. That is why National Cyber Security Policy is designed. It intends to safeguard information such as personal information, financial and banking information and sovereign data. The vision of NCSP is to build a secure and resilient cyberspace for citizen, business and government, and the stated vision is listed here. So we'll move to the second topic of chapter 4, part 1, Information Technology Service Management, ITSM, also by ISO IEC 2000, released in 2011. So ITSM is an implementation and management of quality IT services in an organization. It is the back office work and not the front office part. Therefore, very few people know about it. IT service management is performed by IT service providers through people, process and information technology. ITSM is a process focused and aligns with process improvement frameworks and methodologies. For example, total quality management, Six Sigma, CMMI, etc. It is generally concerned with the back office or operational concerns of IT management and not the front office of strategy and stuff like that. ISO IEC 20000 is first international standard for IT service management. The standard comprises of formal specification, code of practice, service provider, process assessment model and implementation plan. This is how it is. So it covers management systems, what is the management responsibility, documentation requirement, competence, awareness and training. How do you plan and implement an ITSM? So you do the PDCA model, which we discussed in the previous section. You do a plan and implementation new change. And what is the service delivery model? So you do the capacity management, service level, information security management, relationship, resolution, release, and the control process, which is change management and configuration management. ISO IEC 20001, it talks about four key management processes and it's broken into 13 IT processes. The first one, service delivery process, which is focused on service level management, availability management and capacity management. Relationship process focuses on interfaces between service provider, customers and suppliers. Resolution processes, which focuses on incidents being resolved or prevented. Control processes, which focuses on managing change, assets and configuration. So if you were to, let's say, put a new network segment, how would you ensure that that network segment is properly configured so that there is no disruption in business? This is part of control process of configuration in ISO IEC 20000. So the key difference between ITIL, which we will cover in the next section, and ISO 20000 is ITIL certifications are available for individuals only, whereas ISO 20000 is a certification scheme for organizations. ITIL is a detailed collection of best practices, while ISO 20000 is an international standard that sets out service management requirements for IT organizations. It is not verifiable when an organization says it is compliant to ITIL. However, certification for ISO 20000 implies an objective assessment. Some benefits of adopting an ISO standards are, it aligns delivery of IT within the needs of the business, integrates IT services into business processes, increased business and increased customer confidence and improve reputation, increase in IT department's ability to deliver new services, improved quality of services, assure continuous improvement because it uses the PDCA cycle. Optimized and controlled cost, better understanding of business by management and staff, better clarity of their roles, responsibility, hence improve staff motivation. Environment geared to shift from technology to service-based culture. So you don't say which technology to use, but what kind of service needs to be given. Impartial and external audit is possible. Certifications can be taken, and this certification is recognized internationally. It enforces move from should to shall. Organizations which are desirous of acquiring a certification of ISO IEC 20000 need to demonstrate management control, which means defining goals and objectives, control of inputs, interpretation of outputs, metrics-driven measurement process, proving by objective evidence of accountability for further process functionality, measurement of review of process improvements is part of management control to get the certification. So as we showed before, topic 2 was ISO IEC 20000, which was more for an organization. There is also Information Technology Infrastructure Library called ITIL, which is more meant for individual. Let us now see what does ITIL mean. ITIL is a set of practice for IT service management that focuses on aligning IT services with the needs of business, like ISO SEI 20000. It's a framework for IT service management. Fundamentally, ITIL is a series of 5 books about how to select, plan, implement, maintain and improve IT services. So select, plan, implement and maintain and keep continuously improving the IT services. ITIL describes process, procedures, tasks and checklists that are not organization specific but used by an organization for establishing integration with the organizational strategy, delivering value and maintaining a minimum level of competency. It allows the organization to establish a baseline from which it can plan, implement, measure and to demonstrate compliance and improvement. ITIL 2011 edition consists of 5 core publications: service strategy, service design, service transition, service operation, and continual service improvement. So what does service strategy mean? Service strategy means to provide guidance on clarification of and prioritization of service provider investment in services. The processes covered in IT service management are IT service management, service portfolio management, financial management for IT service, demand management and business relationship management. service design. It provides a guidance on the design of IT services, processes, and other aspects of service management. It addresses how a planned service solution interacts with larger business and technical environment, service management systems, technology and architecture required to support the service, and supply chain required to support the planned services. The processes covered include service catalog management. So it helps in maintaining and produce service catalog that contains dependencies and interface of all service made available to the customers. Service level management for continual identification, monitoring and review of levels of IT services and ensure that it is there with proper SLA and operational level agreements within the internal IT support providers. Availability management provides for sustained IT service availability to support business as justifiable cost. So if you need a website 24/7, then this metrics come here. Capacity management helps organization match the IT resource to business demands. IT service continuity management covers the process by which plans are put in place and managed to ensure that the IT services can recover and continue even after a serious incident occurs, more likely on the BCP guidelines. ISMS, code of practice for ISMS, supplier management, how to get value for money for suppliers and contractors. Service transition, which relates to delivery of service required by business into a live operational use, and processes covered is transition planning and support, that is moving from one system to another or taking a patch and moving it. Change management, any change that is required in the current infrastructure or application or service. Service access and configuration management, release and deployment management. So how do you release an application after its testing and then deploy it on the live environment. Service validation and testing, change evaluation, whether you need a change, what is the cost implication, what is the time implications, what is the delivery implications of any change, and finally the knowledge management. Service operations, the operational part of IT, it aims to provide best practice for achieving the delivery of agreed levels of service both to end users and customers. The functions includes technical management, application management, operation management and service desk. And the processes covered are event management. So if an event takes place, that means it is not functioning within the timeline guidelines, then how will you take care? And events may also include the normal routine activities like backup testing, load balancing, managing, testing, penetration testing and things like that. Incident management, so any incident that is identified and the resolution takes place in parallel, root causes are found and corrective actions are taking place there. Request fulfillment, problem management. So we don't know how a problem it is to get into the root cause and correct it. Identity management, continued process improvements, service improvement, CSI. So it's aimed to identify and implement improvements in the current process and continuously keep doing it. So check if the current process is right, check if they can be changed, value addition can be done and keep improving on it. And how does it do that? It is listed down in CSI. And other frameworks are which is used in the field of IT service management alongside ITL are Microsoft Operations Framework, which is actually based on ITL version 2 and is designed by Microsoft to provide a common management framework but only for its products. FITS framework for ICT technical support based on ITL. What are the drawbacks of ITL? It's a costly thing. It requires a very specialized training which is high cost and it is not addressing the enterprise-wide architecture in great depth. It is very person-specific and individual training and not enterprise-wise. Hence, it is not used very commonly across organization. ISO SEC 20,000 model is used much more. However, ITL can be grouped with Lean Six Sigma and Agile Software Development Operation Management for better results. Let's move into the other area, which is control objectives for information and related technology called COBIT. So COBIT has come from ISACA, which is the premium group of knowledge, body of knowledge for security purpose. That's what information security, that's where it has come from, and currently we are at COBIT 5. It is a framework that defines a set of generic process for management of IT. It defines each processes together with the process inputs and outputs, key process activity, process objective, performance measures, and an elementary maturity model. So it actually follows the entry, what is the process that will take place, what is the expected output, what are the performance measurement and stuff like that as part of its framework.